you don't want to. But I just want to start with you. Do you ever feel like unsafe to and from school or any place or in any LA surrounding? Do you ever feel unsafe?
No.
Yes.
Sometimes.
No. Wait, well, sometimes.
At times, yeah, but most of the time, like when I walk home, like I don't feel unsafe.
You don't? Okay, what about you?
I feel like unsafe when I walk home alone, cause like I feel like I'm gonna get mugged or something.
What about you?
I also feel unsafe cause I feel like someone's like creeping up behind me even though there's no one there. So, you know, I try to get there as fast as I can.
Right.
Yeah, definitely when I'm alone, but I can be with somebody. But
you feel safe being with somebody.
Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely a lot of the times, even if I am with someone, like, I just don't feel safe.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe at all because I literally feel like if someone was following me or someone is going to do something to me. So.
Sometimes, depending where I am.
Yes, because of a recent incident that happened.
Oh, okay. We'll go into it. We just want to know, like, why do you think you feel unsafe? Like, what kind of influences your unsafeness, and what makes you feel like you're not safe, or that you want to be mugged? If it's like things you're wearing, or just who you are. What is one thing that you feel that kind of increases your chances of feeling unsafe?
Oh, it's because like we're all girls and we feel like I feel targeted, like because men want to do stuff to us. Yeah.
I feel that, I guess sometimes like the area that we live in,
mm-hmm.
I feel unsafe like walking home, you know, because
mm-hmm.
of, you know, things that might happen around the area.
What about you?
Because I hear about what people like boys can do to women, and it's like really dangerous for us to, you know, like walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes we feel safe and we're like with other people instead of like just ourselves walking alone.
What about you? What do you think, Ashes?
Someone tried to touch a girl and they did, and she's been missing or something.
What about you?
I feel like, I don't know, because sometimes it either has to do with what I'm wearing or just me. I'm like walking and, you know, you see like a guy or someone in a van, they just keep like staring at you.
Or catcalling.
Yeah. It just makes me feel like they're going to do something.
Yeah, there's like a lot of pedophiles and creeps out there.
Yeah,
I
know.
Yeah, it's actually everything
actually true. That actually happened to me once, so that's why I'm like really scared of these drugs.
Because since men think that women are kind of weak, they could have taken advantage of us and like kidnap and all that to us. That's why.
Since they believe that we're vulnerable and that we can't fight back.
Yeah. Oh wow. And coming into like the seminar, what did you guys expect, like, from us, or what would you have liked to learn from, like, the seminar that you guys attended?
It's okay, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. You can pass.
I'm good, yeah.
What was the question?
Like, what were they expecting? What they would have wanted to learn.
Yeah, just basically your thoughts on the seminar and your thoughts on what exactly we're trying to do to combat this this problem that, you know, basically everyone here faces on a daily basis. So what are your thoughts on the seminar? It can also include like what you expected, what you liked, what you didn't like. You can be honest.
Or like if you had a different mindset coming in and leaving.
And then leaving, yeah.
Kind of like how we get to train ourselves when, like, because you know how some boys just like grab us, and we're, like,
mm-hmm.
we have like different like moves to like, you know, defend with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we won't like hurt them as much, but they'll like back away and stuff.
Right.
Well, I liked everything that you guys taught us because I've always wanted to learn like something to defend myself in case anything happens, and that really actually helped me.
Cool, thank you.
I feel like it was everything I expected. It was kind of empowering for us, but it also like helped us feel safer out there.
Oh yeah. Similar to what Heidi said, because I mean, I said self-defense, like you guys were gonna teach us self-defense, and we did learn like some moves, and I felt like I could use some moves someday.
Yeah, I agree with them because we learn a lot of things. Well, me, I actually learned how to defend myself when I'm by myself, so yeah.
I liked it, and like I know what it meant, so I came to see like if I like it, but then it turned out I did like it, so yeah.
Okay. So part of our did you guys feel like empowered like after leaving the seminar, or like, and if you did, like how, like
yeah, how did you feel empowered?
More confident.
Cool. So what are your thoughts on our project? Like, what are your thoughts basically on what we're trying to do, on girls trying to build up girls?
I think it's really important because it's something that all girls need.
I think it's great, but it's also, you know, kind of sad that we actually have to do that.
So just basically, I don't know if you guys knew, but we have a blog, and there's like, how many stories are there?
Yeah, we have like two stories.
Yeah, since we've already started the blog, there's like two stories of our team members who've actually been in situations where they've been physically or verbally, or you know, different types of sexual assault, and they kind of just like wrote down their experience, and we were kind of hoping if you guys could, if you guys want it, you don't have to, but the point of this is just so that you can inspire other girls to kind of open up, because this is a huge issue, because mostly because girls are intimidated by simply speaking up, you know. We're taught that it's not that it's not a right thing, but yeah, just society intimidates us, and by doing this we're kind of building other people to share their story, and we're kind of just raising awareness so that we can find a way to prevent sexual assault in the streets. So if you guys could, and if you guys want, we would really appreciate it if you just type down your story right now, because we have a bunch of time before school ends. So does anybody feel like they would like to write down?
Would it be like anonymous?
Yeah, definitely. Anonymous, no name, no anything, just your story.
Or if you want to like write it down on a piece of paper, and then
you want to write a piece of paper,
and you don't have to put your name on it or anything, and we'll type it in for you, so like nobody knows that it was you or anything.
Yeah. Do you guys like to do that?
Yeah, I want to.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. You can also go ahead and comment on yourself. So like the website, and I'm gonna pass around the.
Does anybody else want
the computer? If you guys want to like see the blog.
Hey, Paula.
Yeah, you can go on here and.
Stop looking at my brother's rough right now. My brother's rough play. It's like a man.